Well, good morning and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks and I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint. And this past Sunday in our I Am series, we talked about John chapter 8, where Jesus says, "I'm the light of the world." And there's a great example of that in John 8 when Jesus talks to the woman. Traditionally, we've called her the woman who's been caught in adultery. And all of a sudden, you find yourself in a courtroom. And the Pharisees were, you know, trying to trick Jesus. But what they did was they put a woman's life in the balance. Either Jesus is going to convict her and they're going to stone her to death, or Jesus is going to exonerate her, and in such case they're going to accuse him of breaking the law. The real story here, I think, as much as it is about the Pharisees' attitude, and we'll talk about that in a minute, it's really about how Jesus cared so well for this woman. Somehow she had crossed some lines. Somehow, somewhere, she had begun an affair. Somehow, she thought that, you know, everyone knew, that her husband could see it all over her face after the first time that she had spent with her muse, but he didn't. She thought the first time that she went to the synagogue that certainly the priest was going to see it. Certainly God was going to strike her down, but heaven was silent. We kind of talked about the parallel that exists between her and the character Fantine in Les Miserables, who found herself in a situation in Victor Hugo's drama where she's prostituting herself. She even sells her hair. She does that to pay for the cost of raising her child in a depressed economy. And the things that you love about Jesus that come out of the narrative are this idea, number one, that forgiveness is not a permission slip. Just because Jesus says to her, neither do I condemn you, that doesn't mean that he completely lets her off the hook. But what you do see in the dichotomy is that Jesus disturbs the comfortable and he comforts the disturbed. For the Pharisees, who had become judgmental and complacent, who were willing to jeopardize the life of a woman just to get to their own selfish ends, and Jesus won't have any of it. He disturbs their comfort. But for this woman, again, he comforts her in what he understands clearly to be nothing more than a scheme. And so he says to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go your way and sin no more." So what's important for us is that we don't equate conviction and condemnation. Really what Jesus says to the woman is, listen, you are guilty. What you did is wrong. It is sin. And at the same time, he says, you are not condemned. But when he says that, what he's really saying is that he is condemned. In other words, someone has to pay for her wrong. Forgiveness doesn't mean that no one pays. Forgiveness means that Jesus pays. So as he says to her, you are not condemned, what he's really saying is, I am condemned. And that's why you see in Romans chapter 8, verse 1, one of the famous verses in the New Testament, it says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So the most important thing you and I can do is to bypass the law on our way to the cross, not just for salvation, but also for sanctification, for growth. It's important that we regularly visit the cross and the gospel, that we are flawed, that we are convicted. However, we are not condemned. So when Jesus says to the woman, "Where are your accusers?" it's a good reminder to me that we're all going to have those. Sometimes we're going to accuse ourselves. The guilt and the shame of the things that we've done, the regret that we have in the past are going to accuse us. There are going to be other people in our lives at times that become accusers to us. We've got to regularly run to Christ. If we don't, we are going to become stone throwers. We'll become a group or a church full of stone throwers just wanting to condemn others to make ourselves feel better. So the beauty of this story is that you and I can get out of the courtroom, that someone has been condemned in our place, and that Jesus has given himself for us on the cross. And if we live from that, and that's what's one of the other things that's, you know, important about the narrative, our tendency is to run to go your way and sin no more, then I won't condemn you. But that's not what Jesus says. Jesus says, neither are you condemned, then go your way and sin no more. And the order is important. You and I can't be good enough to earn it. We can't have enough success. We can't get enough approval from others. We can't have enough attention to be okay with ourselves. we go to the cross, find out that we are not condemned, and then we live out of that. Out of that, then we can live a life that is go your way and sin no more. So let's just take a second right now and let's pray about that. I wonder if there's anything in your life that's prevalent, like was in this woman's life, that was hidden. We talked about split level living. On one level, she looked very normal. On the other level, there were sinful things going on in her life. And I wonder if maybe you're a split level and there's some things right now that you need to put in God's hands that you need to repent of. I want to give you the second. Let's just pray that right now. And if God did bring some things to mind as you pray, just take those things right now, repent of those, say to God that you're going to turn from those today, put those in His hands, and that you're going to live from the fact that you are not condemned, not trying to live for the fact that you're not condemned, not trying to earn salvation. Well, thanks again for joining us on the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope that you are walking with us every day. Hope that you're taking the opportunity. I hope that you'll tell somebody else about it. Maybe somebody at work, maybe somebody that you work out with, a friend, a family member that can take this journey with us every day. Put our lives squarely in God's hands. Trust Him in faith. Grow together. God bless you guys. Have a great afternoon. We hope to see you back tomorrow on the Drivecast.